I want to try something different with you, just an experiment. And I want to start out with the biggest question of all. Why are we here on the earth? What's the purpose of us being here? It's very clear we had nothing to do with being here. Right? Nothing. No one can argue with that. We're here. There's a mystery to us about it. We had nothing to do with it. The first 5 years of our life, 4 years, we don't even know what happened. We don't even remember most of that. Why are we on the earth? Well, it's very clear. There's a higher power, right? There's a higher power. I mean, there has to be something greater than us. All right. So, it's common sense that we should find out what or who that higher power is. In fact, that's true. The man's purpose for being here is to find that power and have a relationship with them. So how do we do it? Well, we can look at the three faiths on the earth. Islam, Hinduism, Christianity. Well, there's only one of them in which God himself came down to earth and died for the world. Only one. No other faith makes that claim. And so I'll proclaim it now. Jesus the Christ is the answer. Amen. Before getting into that, I want to say, okay, so there's a mystery. Before finding God, there's a mystery of why we're here, right? There's also many other mysteries. Why do all these things happen to us? Bad things, good things. Why all the trouble on the earth? Why, you know, life is hard, right, for most people. Why we're put here and then life is hard? Well, there are mysteries about all these questions that we have. And first, let me say, we should never cross-question the Almighty God. We should humble ourselves before Him. That's common sense also. But just between us as people, we can discuss it and say, and present these questions that all humans generally have. And the answer is that there are mysteries about all those questions. We don't have the answers. We don't know. We are frail human beings who had nothing to do with being here. We generally have nothing to do with when we leave the earth. We try to control that, but we really, there's all these mysteries. And we cannot answer them. And as I said, we are frail, fragile, in many ways helpless. That's common sense, and it's confirmed in the Bible. We are made of dust. We are a vapor that's here for a little while and then it's gone. A mist, a vapor, just boom, gone. all of this, it's very clear what this is revealing to us. We need and have to find God. And let me first say, what a privilege. It is a necessity. It is mandatory. It is something we have to do. But it's not, there's not a negative. This is the greatest privilege for mankind, to know the Almighty God, to have a relationship with Him. And that's how do we do it? Through Jesus the Christ. What a wonderful solution God has provided. What a wonderful, so wonderful and glorious and magnificent and great that this cannot ever be put into human words for all of eternity. That we get to have a relationship with Him, with God Almighty, the one who made the whole universe. Made the whole earth, created the human race. This is unbelievable. And so, that's the purpose of our life, is to find Him and have that relationship with Him. And to have that relationship our entire life on the earth, to do our best to have that. And then for eternity, glory to God. Through Jesus the Christ, the only faith in which God, literally, He came down to earth as a man. And He justified Himself to the whole world. And so all these questions that any human has, when they get before God and they cannot ask any of these questions, they have nothing, there's nothing they can do or say or anything. Because God Himself came down as one of us. He was born on the earth. He lived for 33 years just like us. And He even made the greatest sacrifice, something much worse than most humans ever do. He died for us. Amen. And so, every person must find God. I receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you have not, and if you have any doubt, ask Him in again and begin. Just walk with Him. Just walk with Him every day. What a privilege. The greatest privilege for mankind. It's the only way. He's the only way. Everything outside of Him is meaningless in His death, really. In Him, He is life. He is God Almighty. He is life. He's the only way. Amen.